Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we are under an oppression. Oh, pour it out. Rain on your people, we are. Oh, rain on us. We need your power, oh God. Oh, we need you, God. We know you're able to go. Oh, cover us, God. Oh, cover us. Oh, power of God, Lord, rain on your people, we are, that we are. We need your power, God, oh, that's all. We feel your power, oh, God, and we are all, yes, we are all, yeah. In your presence, girl, you don't have to cry no more. And at your right hand, I'll bless you forevermore. Yes, as we lift our voices to sing you tonight, you're your best. And we'll forever bless your holy name. And with your power,
people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are so grateful to be here again in the Lord's bidding. Amen. Doing God's business. We're so grateful on tonight. Amen. We're grateful that you have decided to join us on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we do pray that you had a blessed day in the Lord on today. And we know that several churches are back in now, and if you went to church on today, we pray that you had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you did. Amen. And we want to thank God for you taking the time out today to come back and be with us on this day. Amen. Glory be to God. This day that the Lord has made. Truly, we're grateful. We're glad in it. Amen. Glory be to God. God is good. God is great. And he's so greatly to be praised. Amen. So we just thank God for you. We thank God for you joining us on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We want to ask you to go ahead and take a moment and share. Amen. The number. Go ahead and send the text message out to a couple of people and let them know. Let them know, people of God, that we are here. Let them know that we are here. Let them know that we are ready. Amen, Jesus. Let them know that we're going live and that we want to invite them to come and be a part. Amen. Glory be to God. Go ahead and take a moment and share those text messages. Send it in a text message. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Just send it out. Send it out. Let somebody know. Amen, Jesus. Let somebody know that we're here. Amen. As you're continuing to come in, we just want to say welcome. Welcome, welcome. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming on out to be a part of the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God is doing some great things on this line, and we are so grateful, amen, to be a part of what God is doing. And we're grateful that you have elected to come and be a part as well. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, God is doing some awesome things. And we thank God, amen, for all of the lines, amen, that have been erected or that have come out of God in this hour. Amen, Jesus, at the beginning of the pandemic, amen. We know that, you know, there were certain, the churches were closed. People didn't know what to do. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God, amen, for those that were able, amen, to hear the voice of God, because a lot of, amen, prayer lines out there, a lot of broadcasts out there, and we just give God thanks. We just give him praise. Amen, Jesus. We praise him for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory be to God, because God's word cannot be stopped. His word cannot be purpose, or his plan cannot be stopped. So we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. We bless the Lord. We honor the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for each of you that have come to be with us on the line. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. For glory be to God, all of our listeners in the continental U.S. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. For those that are in every state. Amen. But we always like to especially acknowledge those of our listeners that are in other countries. Amen, Jesus, we thank God for you. Amen, thank God for all of our countries. And I know that we don't name them all. Amen, Jesus, but for those that are listening, glory to God, in the Philippines. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Jamaica and Lebanon and Canada, Bermuda, Brazil. Amen, China, Tortola, glory to God. Nassau, Bahamas, glory to God. Africa, Nigeria. Amen, Uganda, amen, even in the UK. We thank God for you. We thank God for each of you, amen, all of you, glory to God, whether you're listening, amen, individually or whether you're listening by a group, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming out to be a part of the Prayer News Network. Amen. Again, as our listeners are continuing to come in, we want to ask you to go ahead and take a moment. Take a moment now. Send out a text message or two. Amen. Glory to God. As we always say, each one reach one. Amen. Glory to God. Each one reach one. Go ahead and take out a moment and send out a text message to a couple of people, amen, or even to one person, amen. Glory to God, go ahead and send that text message out, amen. Let the people of God know that we are here. Let them know that we are ready, amen. Let them know to come on in and join us, amen. Glory to God, tell them to come on and join us. Come on over here. The feast of the Lord is going on. The feast of the Lord is going on, and we want them to come. We want them to join us. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to bring somebody with you. Amen. To come and listen with you. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would go ahead and do that. Amen, Jesus. And to all of our listeners, we just want to let you know that. Of course, this is a recorded line. Amen, Jesus. And that you can get a copy of the recording. You can get a copy afterwards. We'll give you the numbers. We'll give you the two numbers afterwards. Amen. Glory be to God, whereby you can get your link. We'll give you a link. Amen, Jesus. And that link will be sent directly to your phone. Amen. So that you can listen as often as you like, and as well to share with somebody else. Amen. We are all about getting this word out. Amen. We want to get this word out. Get this word out to the masses. Get it out to the people. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We want to get the word out. Amen. And we want you to help us. Amen. Help us to get it out. Amen. Help us to tell somebody about Jesus. Help us, glory to God. Amen. Someone may be in need of a word. Someone may be, glory be to God, sitting in darkness and need a word from the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And here we are. Amen. Coming. Here we are bringing forth the word. Word of deliverance. Word of salvation. Glory be to God. That's what we're here for. Amen. Glory be to God. So again, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on in. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Amen. We're excited. Glory to God. We're excited about what God is doing. We're excited. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Because listen, people of God, we've been here over 365 days, and the Lord has met us on this line. Not one night, every night. He's met us on this line every night. Amen. Glory to God. And we know he's going to do the same thing tonight. This is the expectancy that we have of him. Amen. Glory be to God. So we pray that you brought your petitions. Amen. We pray that you brought your requests. Glory to God. Amen. You've written them down. You have them here with you. Amen, Jesus. Because at any point in time, even in the message, glory to God, you may get your deliverance, or you may get what you need from the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. So we want you, glory to God, to be sure. Amen, Jesus, to have your petitions, have them in your heart, have them in your spirit, what you want the Lord to do. The saints of God used to sing a long time ago, amen, what you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind. Put it on your mind. Whatever it is that you want the Lord to do, put it on your mind. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to reach out and touch the Lord for your answer. Glory to God. We're going to reach out. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We give him thanks. Glory to God. We're thanking him tonight, for he is the head of this line. He's the head of this work. We are so grateful. We're so grateful for him and trusting, glory to God, this work with us. Amen. We are so grateful for it. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, if it had not been the Lord on our side, we just don't know where we would be. Amen. But we thank him on tonight. Amen. That he has us here at the right place at the right time. Amen. We're thanking him, glory to God, for thank God tonight for my leaders, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking him, glory to God, for senior apostle Huggins. Thanking him tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory be to God. Amen. We just grateful. Thanking the Lord tonight for our advisors. Glory to God, each and every one of them. We just bless the Lord. We just bless the Lord. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Truly, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. And we thank God again for you. Amen. Again, we want you to go ahead and send out those text messages. Send out those text messages to a couple of people and let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive. Amen. And we want them to come and be a part of what God is doing. Amen. He's doing great things in the midst of us. He's doing great and mighty things in the midst of us. And so we're so grateful, glory to God. Again, go ahead and turn those, get those text messages out, amen, so that the people will know that we're here, amen. Glory be to God. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful to the Lord. Amen, Jesus, for all that he's doing. We're grateful for all of the souls that have been saved while we're here on the line. Amen, through this line, through this work. Amen, 28 people now, 28 people that have either rededicated their lives to the Lord or that have given their lives to the Lord. Amen, glory be to God. 28 people of God, and we are grateful. We are grateful for that. God doing his work in the midst of a pandemic, doing his work. Glory be to God. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen for it. We bless the Lord for all, again, all that he's doing. People of God, we just thank him. We just cannot thank him enough. Amen. We cannot thank him enough. Amen, Jesus. As the psalm says, amen. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to give him praise. It would not be enough, amen, to thank him. It would not be enough to glorify him. Amen. Glory to God for all that he's done, for all that he's doing. Amen, Jesus. It would not be enough. Amen. So we give him thanks and we yet give him praise. Amen. We honor him on tonight. Glory be to God. We honor him. We esteem him highly. We esteem him highly on tonight. Amen. We're just grateful. We're just grateful. We're grateful. Amen, Jesus. And as I don't think I said, but we want to thank God tonight, even so, for our PNN advisors. Glory to God, each and every one of them. We want to thank God for them. We thank God for them on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Each and every one of them in their respective places, holding their places. Amen. Glory to God. Doing God's bidding, doing what God would have them to do. Amen, Jesus. Being a part to help this work to go forward. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. We honor him. We glorify him. Amen. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus, as we just cannot praise him enough. Amen. Glory be to God. So we would that you prepare your hearts and you prepare your minds on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Come expecting, as we always say, amen, expect something tonight. Expect the Lord to do something tonight. Expect the Lord to touch you in a special way on tonight. Expect something tonight, people of God. Amen. Let's not just come to this line to be coming. Amen. There's so many other things that we could be doing. Glory to God. But we want to expect, amen, the Lord, amen, to give us answers tonight. Expect the Lord. Amen. We got to put a demand on the Holy Ghost. We got to put a demand on heaven, glory to God, to give us, amen, or to grant or give unto us, amen, that we need. Amen. Glory be to God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing, glory to God, that he cannot do. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we just thank him tonight, glory to God, and we want to pull our faith in. We want to pull our faith in, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because the Lord is here, amen, to answer. He's here to answer our heart's cry. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, again, if you would, go ahead and pull your hearts and your minds in. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Let's get excited. Amen. We're getting ready to go before our Lord. We're getting ready to go before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Glory to God. We're getting ready. Glory be to God. Amen. To rend our hearts, to open our hearts unto him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he already knows what we have need of before we even ask. Amen. Glory be to God. But he's so gracious. He's so good. Glory to God that we desire. Amen. Jesus, he says, come. Amen. He says, come. Glory to God. So we bless him tonight. We thank him tonight. Amen. Again, go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And let us bring our hearts and our minds in on tonight as we prepare to go before the throne of grace on tonight.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the song says tonight, amen. Let's just bless the Lord. Amen. Let's just bless the Lord. Let's just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And the song says, bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy, holy name. Oh, for he has done great things. For he has done great things. For he has done great things. I bless his holy. I bless his holy. I bless holy, holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Truly, he's worthy. He's worthy of all of the honor. He's worthy of all of the glory. Hallelujah. And we just come to bless his name on tonight. We come, glory to God, to give him the honor that's due unto him. Glory to God, for the Lord is good. The Lord is great, and he's great. Greatly to be praised. Glory to God. He created us. Glory to God to give him praise. He created us, people of God. Hallelujah, to worship him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we come on tonight. Glory to God. We come to worship him. We come, glory to God, to let him know, hallelujah, how much we appreciate him. We come on tonight. Glory be to God, to adore him. Hallelujah. We come on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, to let him know just how much we appreciate him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. hallelujah, with the fruit, the very fruit of our lips. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your goodness. We bless you tonight. We bless you for your grace. We bless you on tonight. Hallelujah, because you yet reign, because you are Lord of Lords and you are King of Kings. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for life and life more abundantly. We bless you tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, for being on our side. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah, for your divine protection. We bless you. Glory to God, for keeping us in divine health on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for a reasonable portion of strength. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. Thank you for keeping our minds, oh God, for we're in a right mind. And we thank you tonight. We're in a mind to yet glorify you. We're in a mind, oh God, to yet give you praise. We're in a mind, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming on tonight giving you thanks. We're coming giving you praise. We're coming giving you honor. We're coming giving you glory in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you to look on us tonight. Look on each and every one of us. Look on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight to forgive us of sin. Forgive us on tonight. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us on tonight. Any and everything, oh God, that's not like you. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you tonight, oh God, we're asking you even now. Glory to God. We're asking you to look upon us. Look upon where we are. Look upon our households. Even now in the name of Jesus. Look upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallow, oh God, the place, God. Hallow where we are. Even now in the name of Jesus. Hallow, oh God, our homes. Cause your angels, oh God. Cause your angels to be among us. Cause your angels, oh God, to swallow up every wicked way. Cause your angels, oh God, Messiah, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking you to sanctify us. Sanctify us now. Sanctify each and every one of us. Sanctify our homes in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Cause your glory to rest upon us. Cause your glory, hallelujah, Moshe, God. Cause your glory to rest. Cause your glory to reign in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to do it tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God in our communities. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look on our communities on tonight. Look upon our cities. Look upon our states. Look upon our counties. Look upon the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Oh, God, look upon us tonight. Oh, glory be to God. We say on tonight, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, your people. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to save to the utmost. In the name of Jesus, save, oh God, save your people from themselves. Save your people from a burning hell. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Save your people. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Wash and make whole on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you to do it. We're asking you to do it again. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Cause your righteousness to be revealed. Cause your righteousness, oh God, to be established among us, your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to do it. We're asking you to do it again. We're asking you to do it again. In the name of Jesus, oh God, deliver tonight. Father, deliver to the Messiah. Deliver, deliver tonight. Deliver your people as only you can. Deliver your people in the name of Jesus. Deliver from adverse situations. Deliver from wickedness. Deliver from the hands of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus, rescue, oh God. Rescue tonight in the name of Jesus. Rescue your people in the name of Jesus. Oh God, deliver tonight. Deliver from the way that seemeth right. Deliver your people unto righteousness. Deliver your people
souls. Look, oh God, Iramataya. Oh God, look on tonight. Look on your evil. Glory to God. Look on your people tonight. Oh God, those that are broken, those that are ill, those that are sick on tonight. Glory to God. Those that are broken hearted on tonight. Father, send forth your anointing. Send forth your anointing to break every yoke. Send forth your anointing. For you are the healing balm of Gilead. We're asking you to heal and restore. In the name of Jesus, go way down. Oh, glory to God, way down in the soul, way down in the body, way down in the spirit, and we're asking you to heal. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight all over the earth, all over the land. We're asking you to heal. Glory to God. We're asking you to do it for your people. Glory to God. The people, oh God, that are sitting in darkness, Father, bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out, oh God. Bring them out by your outstretched hand. Bring them out, glory to God. Cause them to see the light. Cause them to see the way. For you are the light, you are the way. And Father, we thank you tonight. You are the truth. Oh God, and we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you for bringing us out. Hallelujah. For we were yet in sin. Oh God, and you died for us. And you gave us life. And for this we give you thanks. And for this we give you praise. Father, we're asking you on tonight to bless marriages, oh God. Bless marriages all over the land. Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. For you sanctify them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless the marriages on tonight, oh God, for those that you put together. Oh God, no man can put asunder. And we thank you tonight. Bless tonight. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, destroy the hand of the wicked. Thing to bring confusion in the midst of marriages, in the midst of husbands and wives. On tonight, oh God, we're asking you to stand. Cause peace to stand and be in the midst. Cause peace to stand and be in the midst. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for touching our children. Thank you, oh God, for touching their minds, oh God, that even in the, glory be to God, in the persuasion of the evil one, Father, but we thank you tonight. Thank you for breaking and sending forth the spirit of confusion against the enemy. Thank you, oh God, for rescuing your people, rescuing your children on tonight in the name of Jesus. Cause their hearts to be pure towards you and towards your works. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you tonight. We love you. We appreciate you, Master. We thank you. Hallelujah. Because truly you have all things in control. And for this we give you thanks. And for this we give you praise. For this we glorify you. Father, we're asking you to set your anointing now. Set your choice anointing, glory to God, on the line. We thank you, glory to God. Set your choice anointing among us, oh God. Set it almost, set it upon us tonight. Father, we thank you now. We thank you, oh God, for anointing your speaker on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for that you've given unto her for your people. We thank you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you for your word. For your word is truly life unto us. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. For this we give you glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we're asking you now, oh God, to breathe upon our speaker, glory to God, the word in her belly for your people on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we're asking that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the work that you've begun in us. We thank you. Glory to God that you're going to complete it. Hallelujah. And it's already done. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God, every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 amen.
Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Amen. Again, we thank the Lord, glory to God, for his choosing in this hour. Amen, Jesus. Thank him for bringing us together one more time. Hallelujah. One more time, one more time. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're not going to belong the time, people of God. Amen. But we're so grateful, glory to God, that the Lord has us here. Amen. In the right place. At the right time. Amen. Glory be to God. How many ready to hear from the Lord? Amen. Jesus, how many got your pens? How many got your paper? Glory to God. How many are really ready to hear from the Lord? As we always say, if you just take away one thing, amen, Jesus, take that one thing and let the Lord breathe upon it. Let him bless you real good. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we are traveling. Amen. We're going back over to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. Glory to God. We're going back to Lawrenceville. Glory be to God, a woman of God there. Amen. We find there, amen, that loves the Lord. Glory to God. She loves the people of God. Amen, Jesus. She stands for holiness. She stands for righteousness. Amen. She loves the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. She is saved. She is sanctified. Amen. She has the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And we thank God on tonight. We're so grateful, amen, that she's also one of our advisors, one of our PNN advisors. Amen. Jesus has been with us, amen, since the inception, amen, since the conversations about PNN, amen. She was there. So we're grateful to the Lord, amen. Glory be to God. We want you to receive on tonight, amen, advisor, Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God. If you press, there you go.
Bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God bless you. God bless his people tonight. We praise God for each of you all tonight. We praise God for those that are far and near have come out tonight just to lift up the name of Jesus. We praise God for the Holy Ghost. We praise God. We bless God for the Holy Ghost. And we praise God for his word tonight. Minister Bradley have given honor to all and to each and everyone in their respectable place. And we're not going to go back through that. And we just praise God for your leaders. We praise God for my leaders. And we just praise God for his people as in whole. We magnify the name of the Lord tonight. And his name is a strong tower, knowing that we can run into him tonight and be saved in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we do thank you, and we do praise you, and we do magnify your name. And, Lord God, we lift you up tonight because you're the only one that is worthy of all my glory, all the honor, and all the praise it doing to your name, Father. And I heard Minister Bradley in her prayer. She asked you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to heal. She asked you to deliver, God. She asked you, God, to bless marriages, bless families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we ask you to move tonight by your spirit. By your spirit. Because it's not by power. No, no. And it's not by might. But it is by your spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Now, Lord God, I yield myself unto thee and thee only. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover us, hide us, in the name of Jesus. Bind up the very will of the enemy, in Jesus' name. Lord God, touch my lips of clay. Touch my lips of clay. Stir up your word in my belly, in the name of Jesus. Let not me speak of myself, but you, in Jesus' name. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. God, we glorify your name. Thanks. I was thinking and that I praise God that Minister Bradley had this vision in her heart and in her view for a long time. And I was thinking that it's been a year and some days or some weeks now since the line have come forth and the Lord have allowed her vision, this vision that he given unto the woman of God to come to fruition. And he continued to add on and even making it greater because God is great. And I praise God for that, and I praise God for the visionary, and I praise God for the work that he's doing in her life. There come a time we got to look, and we always magnify the Lord for what he's doing in the lives of others, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, and teachers. Then we have to ask ourselves a question. Lord, what are you doing in my life? What are you doing in my life? We can glorify God for everything he's doing in others, but God, what are you doing in my life? And then you go back and you think about when you first received the Lord, God, how we was on fire, willing to run and go tell the goodness of God. Wherever we saw someone, we was telling the goodness of God. We made known his deeds in the earth. We made known his deeds among the people that God has saved us and God had baptized us in the Holy Ghost and our lives had changed. We were running. We were running to tell somebody, yay, about the goodness of the Lord. And I'm grateful tonight for what God is doing in my life. And I'm grateful for what I see God is doing in others. And I'm grateful for what God is doing in my family. And I thank God for what I see the word of God being alive and well in the earth. In the earth and in earth to the vessels in this day and time. And I go back and we was been on this line every night, 7 days a week. We praise God for it. 7 days a week. Yeah. 7 days a week. And words have been preaching, healing, deliverance, and salvation, and peace, joy. Everything we can find there, spiritual, mentally, physically, emotionally. Everything, and now God expects us to walk therein. That we have heard, that things that we have seen, God have expectation that we walk therein. We walk therein. And there's nothing I can really say tonight that you have not already heard of. Hey, nothing can even be uttered tonight that you have not already heard of. But we have to take heed, earnest heed, to what we have heard. And I praise God tonight, and not knowing what was going to be said. But I do know one thing for sure. God told us all, after we get saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost, we become his witness. We become his witness in the earth. We become his witness. Each and every last one of us have a responsibility towards our standing with God. We have a responsibility towards others that we walk upright and we be an example in the earth. We have a responsibility. And not that's up to the preachers or apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and help. God has given all of us a responsibility. Each and every last one of us have a calling. And the first call, we was calling to a holiness, righteousness of God. And then he said, he told all of us, we will come as witness. Let your light so shine before men. See our good work. Why? That our Father that is in heaven, that his name could be glorified. So we all have a responsibility. And not left up to those that title have been made known. Each and every last one of us carry a title. Witness. 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 Telling the goodness of God wherever you go. Make known his deeds among the people. His deeds. Not I'm in trouble. No. I found me somebody that can deliver me from all my troubles. I found me someone that I can run into and I can be saved. I found me someone that my God can be fulfilled every day. I found me someone that I have new mercy every morning. I found me someone that if I keep my mind stayed all of my needs according to his riches that is in glory. See, I found me someone that when I'm weak, I can say I'm strong. Hey, thank you. I found me someone that I can sing songs of praise that the angels cannot sing. Found me someone that I can sing sweet melody to. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I found me someone that said, lift up your head, all ye gates. Here I go. And be lifted up. Excuse me. You everlasting door. And what? And the King of Glory shall come in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the King of Glory shall come in. Telling of his goodness. His goodness. Find me someone that says that he's a healer. Not just my natural body. He's a healer of my sin and sick soul. He's a healer of my mental state. He's a healer of my financial status. He's a healer of my heart to forgive others of their trespasses. He's a healer. Because if I can't forgive those that have trespassed against me, then I cannot get forgiven. He is. The Lord is. The Lord is. He's my shield. Hey, in my buckle. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Lord is. Mm-hmm. So when you're in trouble, with trouble, because trouble will hit, and trouble will come, and trouble ought to come. Persecution will come. Persecution ought to come. Lying on you. It gon' come. And it should come. So it's no strange thing when it get to us. But he left us a Moshe word of prophecy. Mm-hmm. He left us a Moshe word of prophecy. Heaven and earth will pass, but his word gon' stand. And so whatever situation we find ourselves in, God is able to deliver us from it all. And David said, now, if I made my bed in hell, I found out a thing. He was right there. So it didn't matter where I went. I could not escape his presence. Hey, glory to God. Thank you. Hey, glory to God. Thank you. So it don't matter what you're doing. Don't matter what you're going through. It does not matter. Cannot escape his presence. He's right there. And he made a promise, Lord, I'll never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. I'll go with you to the end of the world. So when trouble comes, when the enemy is battling you from all four corners, you have to tell him, say, you may be battling me, but I know something. And I'm going to stand firm on what I know. The Lord said, the word of God declares that he would never leave me. The word of God declares that he would never forsake me. But he'll go with me to the end of the world. So what if he's telling you, you won't mind up to nothing? So what if he's laying stumbling blocks? So what if he's trying to hinder you? So what? He going to remove the hindrance. Just said to wear it. So what? And if your body's racking in pain, all sickness not unto death. So what? If you just have a little in the kitchen, little become much when you place it in the master's hand. So what? Oh, we don't hear nothing good no more. We don't see nothing good no more. Every time you look around, somebody getting killed. Somebody got shot down. Somebody's marriage is breaking up. Family's being destroyed. Somebody is dying. And somebody losing their job. The children is cutting up. Husband's cutting up. Wife's cutting up. People at the church cutting up. Wherever you go, somebody's cutting up. We cutting up. Self is cutting up. Flesh cutting up. Everywhere you go, something is popping off. But the word of God declares, no matter where we find ourselves, so what? He is a provider. He is a provider. We just trust him for it, though. And so what? No weapon form against you going to prosper. And he know his thoughts towards you. It's good. So what if they say you this and you that? So what? That's just their opinion. And their opinion is their opinion. So I'm going to let your opinion control me? No, I don't think so. Mm-mm. Not according to scripture. No. Once upon a time, I might have. No, ain't nobody in it. No, I didn't. Other allow what other people thought and felt and said about me would be bothered me so bad because I tried so hard to do that was right and to love people and give from my heart and give all mine or earth or whatever to try to be a help, and then nothing was ever good enough. And I found out, you no matter what you give to others, no matter how much you help some, enough, giving them sometimes you can never give enough. If I'm an unsatisfied person, I'll always be a person of not satisfied, no matter what they get. And that's why he said, follow peace without all men, and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. As much as peace lies within yourself. Something always this and something always that. I ain't never going to have no peace. Ask yourself a question. How much peace lies within you? I keep my mind on here. Keep me in perfect peace in the midst of trouble. Trouble don't come to destroy us. It's come to get the lump. It's come to smooth us. It's come really to get our attention, to make our pathway straight. It's come that we may examine ourselves because we are the one that testifying of him. And he said, okay, since you're testifying of it, I need you to search the scripture to find out whether you really have eternal life or not. Search it. Don't worry about what man thinks. Be concerned about what the Lord thinks. My dad, God rest his soul, said one time, he said, he called my mom little fella. I love little fella, but I'm going to do what's right by her. Try my very best to please God. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we got that thing backwards. We doing what's right to a cent by God, and we pleasing everyone else. And God being left out being pleased. That's why I said, Lord, are you pleased with me today? Are you pleased with me? So tonight, God wants us to have stability in him. He wants us to have stability. He wants us to be strong in him. See, if we abide in him, we can. But outside of him, we can't, because outside of him, we don't have life. We don't have strength. We don't have what we need to have stability. You know, when you go through for a while, he's just for a little while. what you going through? It's just for a little while. Come on now. It's just for a short period of time. Come on now. It's not going to knock you out. Just for a little while. Uh-huh. So he can settle you, establish you. It's just for a little while. And so he can pull the scale off our eyes. So he can unstop our ears. So he can make sure that our arteries, the blood is running like it ought to through the arteries. So the blood can get to the brains and the heart to pump like it ought to. So it can go through the body like it should. Mm-hmm. That's how the word of God is doing. Mm-hmm. Clean our spiritual arteries. cleaning up the stuff, the things that are cloud our judgment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being born again, not of corrupt things, not of corrupt seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. By the word of God. Being born again, not of corruptible things, see, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides for how long? Forever, forever, forever. It's all, not some. All flesh is as grass. All the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. Okay? But the word, this the thing we got to pound on. I don't care if it's thunder or earthquake. I don't matter what it is, because sometimes life can be just like an earthquake. Sometimes life situation can be just like a tornado or a hurricane or something. But the word of the Lord endures forever. If I go find myself want to be built up on anything, I want to be built up on the word of God. The word of God. Heaven and earth may pass, but God's word don't stand. And God is held accountable by his word. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. This is... No. Mm-mm. Girdle your lungs. Girdle yourself up with truth. I don't have my pity party. No. See, God moved by faith. I will faith in him. Faith in him. Trust in him. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto, it's unto you, unto us, unto you, unto me, by the gospel. And we'll find that in 1 Peter 1, 23 through 25. The Lord want us to stand on what his word say. So what I'm going to say, God? I don't have anything. Open your mouth. I'm glad you don't have nothing. And I'll speak. If you yield yourself, I'll use you. If you resist temptation, it'll flee. If you speak, I'm here. You shall be. If you stop speaking, I am delivered by the word of God. And you will have. And you shall. Speaking those things that are not as though they were. Heaven and earth will pass, but the word of God going to endure forever. Forever. Ever. Forever. So we have to stand firm. Firm. On that sure foundation. Most sure word of prophecy. Because Jesus on his way back, self ready. And we got to be ready. So we got to get our garment on. You ever got had when it, and they used to back in the day, they take the starch and they would have it in the starch and mix it with some water. And they would take that iron. You all young people don't know anything about this. And I thank God I came up the way I did because that was survival skill. And they would take it and they would take the shirt or whatever it was and they dip it in that water, in that starch, and they would wring that shirt out and they would take that hot iron and they would iron that shirt. That shirt would be so stiff. And the crease would be so in that shirt or those pants, like it could cut your throat. what God's word is, like a two-edged sword. Like a two-edged sword. It cuts you, but it heals you too. Uh-huh. And God don't want to leave none of us in the situation that he found us in. Doesn't matter. And we shouldn't want to leave no one in a bad situation that we found them in. I don't want to make them better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Forever, oh Lord, that word is settled. Oh, God's word is settled. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That's what Psalms 119 says and 8 and 9. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. In heaven. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You hear this forever? Forever, forever, forever. That's a reminder. Forever. So no matter what we face, God's word stands forever. We can stand on God's word forever. Forever. For verily I say unto you, look here, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Did we hear that? He says, for verily I say unto you, unto me, unto you, unto us, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Come to do away with the law. God didn't come to do away with the law, but he come that it may be fulfilled. It don't be fulfilled. So, wherever we find ourselves in a crisis, that's why you have to say, Father, if this is your will, and if this be pleasing unto you that I be persecuted for your name's sake, so be it. Ah, when we start saying, Father, if this bring you pleasing unto you, that my name be scandalized. If it be, he said, but whatever they say now, you let it be a lie. But just in case it is true, repent and turn. The Lord that has given rest. Blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. That has not failed one word. Saint, has not failed one word of all his good promise. Not one word of God's promise. For God can't fail. You abide in me. Let my word abide in you. You can ask what you will. Now you abide in me now. Uh-huh. And my word abide in you. Mm-hmm. You got to do something, I'm going to do something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you can ask me what you will. It shall be done unto you. Because his thoughts towards us is good and not evil. Mm-hmm. God's word can't fail, saints. For I am the Lord. I will speak. And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Now look. Now. You want to most your word of prophecy go in his word? Tell me something. Prophesy to him. Tell me something. And if you do, what you going to do with it? Are you going to take heed to it and do something with it? Or are you going to take it and let it fall to the ground for 50 years? Hmm? Look. I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Look, this got me. It shall be no more prolonged. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. That's a good place to praise God. That's a good place right there to bless his name. That's a good place to lift him up right there. That's a good place to say glory, hallelujah. That's a good place to tell him thank you. Hey, to tell him thank you right there. Right there. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, look at here, old rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, says the Lord God. That's what the scripture said now. I'm saying what it says to us. He says again out of Ezekiel 12 and 25, for I am the Lord. I will speak, God said, I will, and he is. Excuse me. And he is. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to your church. And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall no more prolong. So, why? Because if I don't cut the day short, no flesh gonna be saved. So the time got to be redeemed. So whatever God has said concerning you, and whatever God has said about you, and whatever God has put in motion have already started in you, he will not prolong it no longer. He's not. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life. Yes, sir. Life. Thank you. Life unto those. All glory. All glory. All glory. Let's hear this again. Let my son attend to my words. My words. Incline thy ears unto my singing. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life. They are life unto those that find them. And heal flesh. Now that's what the word says, right? That's what the word says. Who reports you gonna believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. And what Proverbs tell us. Proverbs 20 and 22. My son, attend to my words from thy eyes. From your eyes now. From your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Health to all their flesh. Everything that everything about you, everything about us, thing about us, for the word is life unto those that find it, and health unto all the flesh. We got to take heed to wise counseling. That's a lot of counseling going on, but is it wise? Is it full of God wisdom? Not, and God knowledge, not like the world knowledge and wisdom. Because you could buy knowledge, but you can't buy wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. And things you have experienced. My hope, my experience, the things I've experienced in my life. I thank God for keeping me and hiding me and protecting me until I came to myself. Oh, and I wasn't fit to live and was not fit to die. And I needed me a Savior. And he sent his word. He sent his word to cleanse me. He sent his word to deliver me. He sent his word to save me. He sent his word to heal me. He sent his word to lift me.
Oh, out of that murmur. Say, he sent his word to pull me up out of the pits of hell. He sent his word to raise me above my thinking. He sent his word to establish me. He sent his word to settle me. He sent his word to prosper me. When no one want to have nothing to do with me. No more of what they can get from me. But God, thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God that he loved me so much that he gave. That I could rise up out of my dung. I could rise up out of my sorrow. I could rise up. No man could come into the Father except he drawn. I thank God for drawing me. And through love and kindness have I drawn thee. That's the only way we're going to draw people. It's going to be through love and kindness. What shall we then say to these things? My God. If God be for you tonight, who could be against you? Romans 8:31 says, if God be for you tonight, who could be against you? When things come so hard at you, and who are you to be against me? Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but spiritual weakness in high places. Spiritual wickedness. And we can't endure such what we're in now, and there's greater things to come, and we don't gird ourselves up now, and we don't get strengthened now, how are we going to be able to stand? Some of us he got to take out of here. Some of us, he going to have to do it. And some of us, he have done it. Because that you may be saved, some of our work's going to burn up. But you yourself will be saved. And you guess what? You're going to remain servant. Then you're going to have no, he said, you've been faithful with a few things. Come on, enter into my rest. I'll make you rule over many. Some of us going to rule, and some of us going to continue to be servants. But nevertheless, you'll be saved. But don't you want to rise, huh? Yeah. What shall we say? What? Shall we then say to these things, if God, these things, he said, what shall we say? Now look at that. What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? Ask the question. Then turn around and say, if God be for us, who could be against us? Who? Because what? When your enemy come up to eat of your flesh, he'll cause them to stumble and fall. Just says the word. Yeah. And then he'll give his anger charge over you to keep you and to shield you and protect you. Just say it the way. The internal God. Yes, sir. The internal God is thy refuge. Yes, he is. Hey, thank you. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Thank you. Glory to God. And he shall thrust out the enemy. See, saints, remain faithful. Remain steadfast. Remain unremovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Lord, it's rough right now, but God, I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to stay right here until you come and help me. I'm going to stay right here until you come and strengthen me. Yeah. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee. And shall say, destroy him. He prepared a table. Not out they present. Look at that saint. Ain't that all right? God said, I'll prepare a table right in front of your enemy. I'll prepare a table in the midst of your enemy. And I'll let you sit there and eat in peace. In the midst of them. Not dodge them, not running from them, Not hiding from them. But God be, if God be for you, who can be against you? We're not better than our Lord. He had to face things. He had to go through things. He had to be confronted. And he, the Son of the living God, had not committed no sin. But he took on sin, took on all the, our sin, took on the sins of the whole world. So he acquainted with all our grief. Nothing that we facing, nothing we going through, nothing we feel in our body, nothing can confront us that he don't have not already been confronted. And guess what? And then he gave us the victory. So we are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that love us. Nothing could come upon us that God has not already settled it in heaven forever by his word. Nothing. And all the way he allowed anything to come because he wants to show you who he is in you. He wants to rise up and stand firm on what he has said about us. Mm-hmm. He wants to show the world who he is in us. So he could provoke them to jealousy. He wants people to know. See, we don't want folks to know what we're going through. We want to hide. We don't want people to know we're struggling. We don't want people to know nothing. No. Don't want, but then, how are you going to be able to show your God strong and mighty in the midst of us? Hey, if they can't say, oh, that woman don't been through hell. Oh, that woman don't been through so much. That man, I tell you, I thought that man was so sick they had given him up. Lord, but look at him. God don't raise him up. God don't put senior, don't put flesh on his bones. Lord, he look healthy as a horse. Oh God, I remember her house is in foreclosure. I remember she lost the job. But we looked over there every day. We know what she was facing, know what she was going through. But the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord have done her well. The Lord have done her well. He has strengthened her. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He has strengthened her, settled her. He has established her. God have done it. God have done it. So God get the glory. God get the praise. God get the honor. She almost lost her mind. They say her mind is gone. They said her mind is gone. She was battling so much at one time she couldn't deal with it. He couldn't deal with it. Wife left him. Husband left him with all them children. Wife left the man with all them children. He had to try to get the children to school, get them to babysitter, and get them, and then get to his job. Then the children get sick. He had to stop and off his job. Or the woman, vice versa. But look what the Lord have done. Look what the Lord have done. Sometimes God has to move you from one place to put you in a better place. Sometimes God has to break things off of your life, cause things to move off of you or from you that he may bless you with more. And because sometimes things are hindered and stuff has to be broken off. Because sometimes if things, God don't break things off or drive things from us, we'll forever let it hang on to us. So we'll hang on to it. Strength in the hands of the enemy. So sometimes things have to break up. Sometimes people have to leave you. And we still try to hold on. So, Lord, now is this you bringing this separation? Is this you? Not your love. Not your love separating your love. Sometimes we outgrow. We outgrow people. People outgrow us. It's okay. That's okay. It's okay. But the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your provider. But guess what? We also our brother's keeper. He told us to encourage you one another. When we see them going through, we encourage them. And then if you know I'm hungry, don't pray for them to give me something to eat. Pray for yourself if you can feed me, don't beat me. Pray for yourself. Prayer good, but I'm hungry. give them something to eat. And then we could pray together. Mm-hmm. So we can help each other. We find out someone in a need, and if we can help, let's leave somebody in a better place than what we found. And please, let's stop holding on to 20 years, stuff. Forgive and let it go. So God can move you up and God can bless you and you can live in peace and harmony. Mm-hmm. With oneself. And much as peace lies within yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't help how people feel about you. Except now, if you have done something to cause people to feel that way, so be it. But all the things you can do is repent. What else can you do? But nevertheless, saints, the Lord is. And his word won't fail us. God's word won't fail us tonight, saints. The word of God won't fail. The word of God is a lifter. And it will. And it will do what it said it would do. God is not short of his promises. God's word will renew your mind. God's word will create within us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. God's word will make our pathway straight. God's word. God wants us to have stability in him. He wants us to have stability in him and to trust him no matter what. Heaven and earth shall pass, saints, but God's word shall not pass away. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And we praise God tonight because his word is settled in heaven. We bless the Lord tonight because God's word have come to renew. We praise God tonight because God's word have come to lift. We praise God tonight because God's word has come to renew. We praise God tonight because God's word have come that our joy might be filled. God's word have come tonight to be a guide and to lead us into all truth. God's word have come tonight to be a refuge. God's word. We praise God for you tonight. We praise God for your patience. We praise God for your endurance. We thank and we praise God for everything. We praise God for Minister Bradley. We bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight for his word. We praise God for his anointing. We praise God. We praise God tonight for Jesus Christ. We praise him tonight. So if there is anyone that do not know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin, if there be anyone don't know him tonight, you can come. If there be anyone knowing him but need some strength, you can come. If there be anyone tonight knowing him but need a blessed assurance, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Need a blessed assurance. He's mine. He's a blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Mm-hmm. There'll be any tonight. After hearing the word of God. And after we examine ourselves by the word of God. And God have given you strength. God have built up your most holy faith. God have come and enlightened your path. And God have come and cleared your way of thinking. Or you can see clearer now through the clouds. And you can see. Why? Because the rain is gone. It's a little cloudy, but I can still see. Mm-hmm. So be it. And blessings on you. If there was one that was sick, and you heard the word of God, for I've sent my word to heal you of all faults, all kinds, all manner of sickness and diseases. Blessed be God. You heard the word tonight? You heard the word tonight. He says, heaven and earth will pass, but his word gonna stand. So he wants us to abide in him. Abide in him and let his word abide in us. Then we can ask what we will of him. That according to his will, you know, for us. According to his will. Because what is will for someone else may not be his will for me. Mm-hmm. Blessings on you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
God. Glory to God. Amen. What a word. What a word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We are just grateful for this word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Did not our hearts burn, people of God? Amen. We know, glory to God, that the safest place in the whole world is in the word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Glory be to God. But his word, he is his word. Amen. Glory be to God. And his word, he himself is the sure foundation. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for his word. We thank God tonight for his messenger. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you. Thank you for availing yourself. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, we got to get this word. We got to get this word. Amen. Glory be to God. Singing is good. Yes, it is. Amen. Glory be to God. But we have got to get the word of God down on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. We have got to get the word down on the inside. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for tonight. Amen. Because we know that God's word cannot, shall not, will not fail. Amen. Glory be to God. In the beginning was the word. Yes. Glory be to God. So we thank God. Amen. In the end, it's going to be the word. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for this word. Amen. We thank God for so many nuggets. Amen. That have been shared. Glory be to God. And we just bless God. Amen. And we got something that we can hold on to. Amen. We got something that we can hold on to, people of God. Amen. Something that we can stand on. Again, the sure foundation. Glory be to God. So we thank God again on tonight. Amen. Because his word is already settled. Whatever he said, amen, that shall it be. That it is. Whatever God has spoken, whatever he has declared, that it is. Amen. Glory be to God. So much said on tonight. Amen. We bless the God, bless the Lord God tonight. Amen. For his messenger. Amen. And at this time, people of God, we're going to turn it back over to our speaker tonight. Amen. Should there be any special prayer requests on tonight? Amen. Glory to God. We want to stand on the word with you. Believe God with you on tonight. Amen. So we're going to turn the platform back over to the woman of God. Amen. For any special prayer requests. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Amen.
There be one. Praise the Lord. Anyone desire prayer tonight? Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Father. We bless your name.
Mm-hmm.
We glorify your name, God.
Yeah.
We lift your name up, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Lord,
we just want to tell you thank you.
Yes, God.
Would that be one? Would that be one? If you just could go and praise, because he dwells in the midst of his praise. God dwells in the midst of your praise. Just begin to just thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Who did?
Glory to God. Thank you. How you doing, dear?
I'm good. This is Gwen. I want to say thank the Lord for life, health, and strength for being here. Thank the Lord for being in. Thank the Lord for you, Mother of God, and thank the Lord for Evangelist Bradley. I want to say thank the Lord for bringing me from one place. At the time, it didn't seem like I was being put in a good place, but bringing me from a place to put me in a better place. And I accept he just keep me strengthened to stay in this place and don't go backwards. Because ain't nothing back there worth nothing. And just to keep my focus on him and to get stronger in him.
Amen, Gwen. Amen.
And thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. You just want to give a short testimony, how Gwen.
I mean, yes, ma'am. I mean, because he's been so good, and I see it now, because like you said, I can see now, clear, since the rain gone, but I can still see, you know. So I just got to let somebody know that he on point. He doing what he's going to do. He's doing good, and, I mean, I'm satisfied right here.
Amen. Amen. And we overcome by the word of our testimony. Thank
yes,
you,
ma'am.
God. I thank God for you, Sister Gwen. I thank God for you. Letting people know where God has brought you from, what God is doing for you, and you're not going backwards.
Thank
you,
Lord.
You're not going backwards. You have to declare it and decree it. Don't care how rough it gets. It doesn't matter how tough it gets, because you know what's back that wasn't good. So why go back? Why go back?
Yes.
If it wasn't good,
yes,
then it won't be good now. Now
amen.
I'm in agreement with you. I am in agreement with you. God's going to settle you. He's going to establish you. In the name
thank
of Jesus,
you,
I declare it in the clear. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you,
in
ma'am.
In Jesus. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You bless you. What a mighty God we serve. Anyone else?
Hello.
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 How are you? Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank God. This is Mother Reed, and
okay.
My daughter had called and asked to have for y'all to pray for me, and I'm doing much better. I had been sick; I couldn't catch my breath good, and I had prayer, and thank God, I'm doing much better. Thanks the Lord, and I'm looking for the Lord to completely heal me all the way. Thank you, Lord.
All right, Mother B.
Yes,
Mother Reed, isn't that all right?
Thank God.
Mother Reed.
Yes.
Well, it said, Mother Reed, it said it here, I am made whole.
I am made whole.
I am made whole.
I am made whole.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am made whole.
I am made whole.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I am being strengthened every day.
And I'm being strengthened every day.
Strengthened.
Thank
in
God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
thank
of
God.
Jesus. Thank God. Thank PNC.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
Thank
ma'am.
You, God. Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
I'm in agreement with you, Mother. I am in agreement with you. Now, Father, we thank you. We praise you. For Mother Reed, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. And we glorify you for what you're going to do in her, God. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we lift her up. We continue. God, we're just going to tell you thank you.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
Just going to tell you thank you.
Thank
we're just
you.
Going to tell you thank you, Lord.
Thank
because in you, yay and amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Yay and amen.
Yes.
She healed. She
yes,
made
Lord.
Old. She's
yes.
strong. In the name
holy
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In your name, Jesus. And you're the breath of her life. You breathe for her.
Yes,
you
yes.
are breath of life.
Yes, you
in
are.
In the name of Jesus, we glorify
in your name. Thank you, God.
In your name, Jesus, we praise
in
you for it. We say thank you now.
Thank you now, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, Mother. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Anyone else?
Yes. I'm asking you to pray for my son. He's opening up a restaurant in Texas tomorrow. And I ask you to pray for him, please. That he have a successful business. His
what's
name
your
is Vincent.
Name?
Vincent. Vincent? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Open. Bless his business.
Did you hear?
She wanted prayer for her son, Vincent. He opening up a restaurant on tomorrow in Texas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I will make it sure I get everything written down. Now, Father, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, on the behalf of Vincent, his mother came, God, and asked for prayer that you will bless his business, that you will prosper his business, that you will guide him and direct him, God, in the way he should go in his business. And, Lord God, let him make good investment, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, open his eyes and up his understanding and give him the spirit of discernment, God, that he'll know who to look to and who to trust in the name of Jesus. Father God, for God, you don't start a good work, and I want you to finish what you started, Father, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, also, Vincent, in the name of Jesus, hear what the word of God say to you tonight. Vincent, in the name of Jesus, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, son, and God shall direct your path, Vincent. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to put good people around him. Put good people in his inner circle, Father, in the name of Jesus, that can teach him, that can show him, that can help guide him. But God, let it be for his good. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for, we thank you for prospering him. We thank you for whatever his hand touch, it's going to be blessed. We thank you, Lord, for whatever his feet thread, it's going to be blessed. In the name of Jesus. But let him not forget you, God, and all of your benefits. In the name of Jesus. Then let him, God, invest in somebody. In somebody, God. Hey, hey. In the name of Jesus. Don't let him forget, God. That all blessings flow from you. All blessings flow from you, Father. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for opening that door for him. For opening the door for him. In Jesus' name. Let your angels encamp around in the body, Father. In the name of Jesus. Don't let them make no bad investment. But good investment.
Thank you.
Let him be careful for nothing, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
we thank you for it in advance.
Yes,
we thank you for it in advance.
Yes.
We thank you for it in advance. We thank you for it in advance. No weapon, formed against him going to prosper. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, in advance. We thank you in advance. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, God.
Yes.
Hey, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let him, let the food, let the food he prepared, God, let it be very tasteful. In the name of Jesus, let it be good for digestion. In the name of Jesus, almighty God, in the name of Jesus, help him to be careful for nothing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And bless his mother for bringing him, God, for prayer. Because she know, God, you got to stay in the business in order for him to be. For him to prosper. You got to be in the midst of the business. In Jesus' name, we thank you for her. We ask you to bless her. We ask you to continue to strengthen her, encourage her, lead and guide and direct her path. In Jesus' name, we pray. And we thank you for all things. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank
God bless Vincent.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Glory. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank
this
you,
is
Lord.
The time, and this is the season for God's people to prosper. This is the time,
Lord.
And this is the season.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
Thank
to
you.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
blessings
you, Lord.
On you. Blessings on you. Anyone else?
I will bless the Lord. At all times, for he's good He's so good. Anyone else? I will bless the Lord at all times, for he's good. Anyone else? Anyone else, Minister Bradley, in the line?
Praise the Lord. Doesn't look like there's anyone else on line.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We do thank God once again for you all. We thank God for Minister Bradley. We thank God for each of you all that came and asked for prayer tonight. And those that you stood in the gap for others tonight. We praise God for Gwen and her testimony. We bless God. I praise God for Gwen. I do. I praise God for you, Gwen. I bless the name of the Lord for you. I praise God for you, Gwen. In the name of Jesus, Mother Reed. We praise God for you. We praise the name of the Lord for each and every last one of you, Vincent and all. We just want to tell God thank you. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his spirit, because his word would not return unto your Lord. But it's got to perform what he has sent it to. In the name of Jesus, from Georgia to Texas, from wherever you reside tonight, you reside tonight, God's word is right where you are. In the name of Jesus, we praise God for that tonight. We love him, we appreciate him, and we adore him. In the name of Jesus. Now, Minister Bradley, I turn it back over to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are grateful. Grateful to the Lord for all that. Amen. Just grateful to the Lord for the sweet fellowship on tonight. Grateful to the Lord for the word, glory to God, that has come to us, amen, that we can hide it in our hearts, that we might not against them, that we might always be in remembrance, amen, glory to God, what he has said, amen, and this is why, people of God, this is why we're here, amen, because we don't want to let the word slip, amen, glory be to God, we don't want to be forgetful hearers. For whatever God has said, we want to remember. Amen. Glory to God. Even your service this morning, glory to God, perhaps you forgot something along the way. Glory to God. Or maybe the Lord spoke something to you last week. Amen. And you forgot it along the way. But we thank God for these platforms. We thank God for the houses of God. Amen. That come to bring us in remembrance and to keep us afresh of what God has spoken to us. Amen. Glory to God. And that's why we're here, because we're being fortified. Amen. This word is our strength. It's our light. Amen. And as we receive this word, glory to God, we're growing thereby. We may not be able to see the growth process. Amen. It's just like children from year to year. Glory to God. You see them 1 year, then the next year they've grown up 2 and 3 inches sometimes. Amen. They hit that growth spurt. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for the growth spurts that taking place on the line, taking place in the body of Christ. And it's by his word that we're growing. It's by his word that we are developing. Amen. So we just want to encourage you, amen, to continue to come. People of God, your coming is not in vain. I promise you, it's not in vain. You may not see your own growth, but it's happening. Amen. Glory be to God. You shall see. Amen. It shall be manifested. So we thank God tonight again for his word. Thank God for his messenger. People of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy. You can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. Get a copy. We'll send it to your phone as a link. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Freely you get. Amen. We want you to freely give. And once you get it, glory to God, we want you to send it. Send it to someone else. so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. They may have been working, may not been able to get online, or they may have forgotten to get online. Amen. But we want you to send them a copy of this link, of this broadcast, of this word. Amen, Jesus, so that they too can be blessed. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And you can get a copy again. Glory to God. We're going to give you two numbers. Amen, Jesus. The first number you can text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. As well, anyone, amen, that would like to, if for any of our international listeners, you can get a copy as well. Amen. You can text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Also, people of God, you can go out and listen again to the broadcast via Facebook. Amen. Via our Facebook page, Glory to God. You just go out to Prayer News Network, PNN. Amen. And there you can click on the link and listen to it as often as you like. You can share it. Please share it. Or you can send it via Messenger. Amen. You can definitely send it via Messenger. Amen. So we want to get this word into your hands. We want you to send this word to somebody. Amen. Because just as sure as you've been blessed, others will be blessed. Amen. This very word may save somebody's life. Amen. It could be the pinnacle, the pivotal point of them making decisions in their lives. And we want to be able to help them. Amen. You may never know. You may never know, but we just want to be obedient and do. Amen. So we thank God for you tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. Glory to God. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come and listen and be a part of this PNN. God is doing great things, people of God, and he's yet to do greater things. And we thank God for you coming on this journey with us. Amen, Jesus. Indeed, it has been a journey. So we're so grateful for you taking this journey with us. Glory to God. We want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. We have more dynamic speakers. Glory to God. We want you to come and get all you can and can all that you get. Amen. Glory to God. Because we're going to need it, people of God, in these days ahead. Amen. We're going to need every bit of it. Amen, amen. We're going to need and all you can get while the getting is good. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, glory to God, we're going to turn it back over to our speaker on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. But before we turn it over, woman of God, we just want to speak a blessing over your life on tonight. Amen. Just thanking him, thanking him, thanking him. Glory be to God for you, his handmaiden. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you on tonight.
Thank you.
We thank you for the woman of God. We thank you, glory be to God, for your hand being upon her. We thank you, oh God, for such an anointing upon her life, even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking now, oh God, that you will pour into her, pour back into her, God, more than she's given out in the name of Jesus. That in the days ahead, glory to God, that she'll be ready, she'll be packed, amen, she'll be fortified for your people in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would breathe upon her afresh, breathe upon her children, breathe upon her, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet her heart's desire. Give her heart's desire, we pray, in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you now for touching her in her body. Thank you for touching her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. And we say, faith to faith. We stand on your word, glory to God, because your word will not, shall not, and cannot fail. We stand tonight unified. We stand as one. We're asking that you bless her now. Bless her now in the name of Jesus. Cover her dead blood in the precious name of Jesus and bind the hand of the enemy off of her life. Glory be to God. Give her peace even in the precious name of Jesus. And for this, thank you. For this we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Woman of Hallelujah. Glory to woman of God. We turn this one back over to you. Amen. For other remarks and for dismissal. Amen. Or not dismissal, for the blessing of the line. Amen. God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. We praise God for his word. We praise God for Minister Bradley. We bless God for her work. And we praise God for the work of her hands. And I praise God for the work of her mind. I praise God for the work that's in her heart and coming out of her spirit. I bless the name of the Lord for the truth that abides with her and in her. I praise the name of the Lord. I praise the name of the Lord for her. I praise God for you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God be with you. God keep you. God sustain you. God guide you and your family. May God's face shine upon you and your ministry. And bless the name of the Lord. We praise God for the places that you will go and must go and shall visit and will visit. In the name of Jesus, for people for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus, we praise God for you. We praise God for your pastor, bishop. We praise God for your prophets. We praise God for your evangelists, your teachers, each and every last one of you in your respectable places. Yes. Those that far and near, we praise God for you tonight. We just want to bless the Lord for you tonight. We praise God for you tonight. We bless you. We bless you. We bless your going out. And we know you're blessed coming in. We bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. We bless your families tonight in the name of Jesus. We bless you with strength tonight. We bless you with peace tonight. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, watch over this people and keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lead and guide them in a plain path, Father, of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, save, God, to the utmost in their homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, put your shield around them about them in the name of Jesus. Almighty God. Lord, remember Israel in the name of Jesus. Jerusalem. Remember, God, your people, all those that far and near, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let your word, God. I know you will, because you said in your word tonight, be manifest, God, because it is settled in heaven. Your word is settled in heaven, in the name of Jesus. And it won't be prolonged, Father. We thank you for it tonight. In Jesus' name, bless you, this people now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Come on, saints, let's tell him thank you tonight. Come on, saints, let's tell him thank you tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
God, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Let your glory rest upon you.
Glory,
glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.
Thank
you, God. Thank you, your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. We don't want you to stop praising. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want you to praise your way on over. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. The peace of God be with you, people of God. Glory to God. And we just want to just remind you, amen, tomorrow night, come on back. Glory to God. Come on back and let's hear what the Lord has to say. Encourage someone to come, people of God. Amen. And we thank God for you are doing it. Amen. Because we thank God for the numbers, the participants that are coming to this line. Amen. Glory to God. But we just want you to continue to get the word out there. Amen. That some soul might be touched, saved, and delivered. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you here on tomorrow. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And I want to be close to you. Finally, finally, in the praise. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. Uplift him all time. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I praise you whether happy or sad. I praise you. This is my testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said, why? I said, because praise is what I do.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.